Your usefulness is only good as long as you have youth, vigor, can keep up. And then they work you till you have no peace. When you lose your looks, somebody else outcompetes you. Much what you've got in property, you go down. Worst jungle of all is capitalism, because everybody's after each other's throats, even relatives after each other. Kidney transplants have been decided by HEW, according to one who has left the HEW, to be saved for those who are contributing in some significant way to the society. In other words, the rich, the powerful, the scientists that make weapons of warfare to destroy innocent people, poor people, common people, even middle class, white, black, or brown, are not to receive kidney transplants. Well, that's very nice. They're so openly brazen about their inhumanity. Well, we'll see. Doctor charged by AMA, going through 11 rests, hounded by various law officials. Dr. Lydia Emery, still trying to make her house calls, but charges twice her office visit rate of $2, which is $2. She charges $1 for office rates, but she is being hounded and pressured by AMA and is now facing some charge for illegal practice of medicine in Oregon. The 68-year-old physician doesn't even drive a car. It's not a bad kind of life. You feel useful, said Dr. Emery, who serves the town of Yonkala, Oregon, population of 770. It's also interesting and stimulating to be able to give people medicine that they can afford. Dr. Emery's fee schedule hasn't changed since 1949, when she started her practice, $1 for an office visit and $2 for a house call. I had at one time considered raising my fees with all these legal pressures and harassment, but I didn't want to make anybody feel bad. It'll be interesting to see if the good citizens of Yonkala, who've been getting her services, will give her the assistance she needs now that she's in trouble at 68 years of age, almost ready to die herself. Can't possibly be a threat to capitalistic, fascist, brutal American Medical Association medicine and the good doctors, but they have bound together to boycott her. She's not allowed into the hospital. She's given no specialized assistance in any other clinic. No doctor will consult with her. Other Yonkala area doctors charge anywhere from $15 to $20 for the average office visit, according to Dr. James K. Gray, director of the Douglas County Health Department, who added, the local medical practice thinks Dr. Emery's a well-trained doctor, but she is a saboteur to American medicine, whatever that means. Anyway, she's being hounded to death by the elements of capitalism. You can't help the poor in USA, even if you're white like she in a small white community. You can't do it. They don't allow it. TV violence, numbing viewers to the effects of brutality, is another article. Fits in well with released news that I gave you about the FBI actually utilizing TV to make robots out of the American population. TV violence is numbing American viewers to the effects of brutality, making brutality by their government or their police acceptable, and to themselves. Television is making viewers think it's acceptable to have and use deadly weapons or use any deadly means to kill one's enemy, declared John J. Gunther, executive director of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, which conducted the study. We found that weapons appear excessively on TV, but viewers are desensitized to violence because little bloodletting or suffering results. The Mayor's Conference is concerned, of course, about the little people are getting handguns and doing some robberies against the middle class. That's one of the windfalls they did not contemplate or expect when they planned to do the appalling thing of making robots out of the people. some little people decide to use a gun to steal something that they want from the local store or one of the break into one of the upper class homes in the rich neighborhoods. So now there's a big conference about that. So they're saying we're going to have to make brutality in the form to release the tensions. Oh, yes, yes, here we go. To release the tensions by not glorifying people with small weapons. I guess they'll now show police with machine guns and things that no one can get their hand on. There'll be no Saturday night specials in the TV movies because somebody might get the idea that they can use a Saturday night special, a handgun, to get some food that they need. Henry Fonda has completely sold out the cause of American liberalism and has received a special award from one of the rightest, most right-wing people in Hollywood, Jimmy Stewart. Star shows that Henry's able to give up his ideals to become the one that Fonda is the title. The whole Fonda family, including Jane, now according to Charles Gary, Jane Fonda will not have anything to do with her former liberal friends, having at one time in her highest moments gave her body for some $50,000 to help the Panthers. She's now playing it safe and on her quest in her middle years to be popular and acceptable, and hopes to see her husband become president. This is a comment of People magazine, a moderate magazine. Well, interesting enough. Why is it that when people get old, they sell out, and when they're young, they have a quest? I am one of the only exceptions I know that as you get older, will be prepared to sell out. It's always seemed very strange to me that when life is over, why then does one try to seek fame and glory? Jane Fonda's over the hill. When she kissed and hugged me, I saw that she's not a young woman anymore, just like me, just like so many of us. And now she wants to sell out for fame and glory, and that stupid, sick punk of a husband of hers could no more make president. He's too stupid to match wits with the capitalist, even though he's willing to become a capitalist. Thus is the commentary of the state of the nation and the world. At this time, Somalia is under the tightest grips of a stranglehold dictatorship, with people not able to be out even after dusk. Nonetheless, the Ethiopian revolution is containing itself. The brave forces of the Patriotic Front, and you better know your map for testing during the rally that begins in just about 20 minutes under the town forum. The brave forces in Zimbabwe continue to hold ground and gain new territory in spite of torturous things done to children by the CIA and other elements, mercenaries from the U.S. Army that are supporting the dreaded fascist Ian Smith regime, that is the hypocritical, false, illegal regime trying to control Rhodesia, as the white man calls it, or Zimbabwe, as the black man calls it. No more news on Transkei's development. It must be holding its own, the province in the Union of South Africa. No more news on the killer satellite. News is that the SAC Air Command has withdrawn from Somalia, so the threat of nuclear war at the particular moment in the Horn of Africa, in Somalia and Ethiopia, is not as intense. But at any time, at any moment, it can be brought back to reality. Let's hope our people can get free. Let's, for Christ's sakes, try to get our minds together to work through the morass to see if we can get our demands met within the framework of liberty that we have to have for survival, so we can get back to production. And when we do get back to production, if we're fortunate to get through this white night, let us be sure that we produce doubly. For Christ's sake, some of you work like you care to get our people to freedom. The more people we have, the more we are able to resist, the more we could do, if you understand, to survive, to expand, and so forth. I love you very, very much. Be sure that we're all alert, ready. I've been up all night again with not but just a few winks of sleep, sitting in a chair. So please come alert and prepared. I spent 13 hours talking to you and directing the knowledge of the truth, orchestrating understanding and introspection and attempting at self-analysis and instruction. So please help me today. Please, for Christ's sake, for communism's sake, participate and help me. My throat is like 80 boils today, and my head feels like thunder clouds on every sphere are booming in my brain. Thank you. Much love. Hello, dear. I'm not afraid. American people and their ability to resist. FBI Director Hoover stated that he feared that there would be pandemonium with the rising joblessness that was bound to happen to even, as he called it, the free enterprise system. And as nuclear war approached as a reality, which FBI Director said would be the case, he felt the American people would not accept it acquiescently. He also said that if it became necessary to isolate, meaning exterminate, whole segments of the U.S. population, particularly, quote unquote, USA's troublesome minorities, that means black, Indian, Chicano, Asian, then he said diversion is necessary.